When I was in high school, I used to have to answer questions at the end of the chapter. Well, instead of reading the whole chapter, I would just skim through it, find the answers, and then answer the questions. But the next day, the teacher would have a pop quiz on the entire chapter, which I did not read. I found out real quick that the shortest route is not always the best route.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
So good to be with you today, and we're talking about going by the way of the wilderness. And maybe you're there right now. Spiritually speaking, you find yourself in a dry place, a wilderness, a desert place. Oh yes, you love God. You're saved. You're born again. You're Spirit-filled. But yet we find ourselves in our journey with God, sometimes in the wilderness. This happened with Israel. So maybe you ask the question, why am I going through the wilderness? And I believe there are some scriptures that can help us to understand. Exodus 13 and 17 says, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. See, the way of the land of the Philistines was a shorter route. There's no doubt about that. This would have been the route that I would want to take because it gets me there faster. But folks, I've learned through the years that the shortest way isn't necessarily the best way. You know, I remember when I was in high school and you know, you had questions at the end of the chapter that you had to answer. And I'd find myself just thumbing through the chapter real quick, just trying to find the answer so I can answer the questions. But then the next day, the teacher would have a pop quiz about the whole chapter. Well, I didn't read the whole chapter. No, my friend, the shortest way isn't necessarily the best way. And I'm learning that God doesn't always lead me down the short proverbial yellow brick road. And this is for the simple reason that He knows I would encounter conflict for which I'm not really prepared for yet. So God leads me down a longer path for my protection and preservation. See, He doesn't want me to go back into the world. He doesn't want me to repent of my repentance. He knows what we can and cannot handle, and praise God that He knows. Now, my friend, the wilderness takes on a whole new meaning. I understand a little bit of what God is doing in my life. I'm beginning to see the wisdom of God. I'm beginning to have a taste of His sovereignty. He knows what's best for me. Therefore, He takes me down a path I might not understand, but I do understand that He is God Almighty and that He is in control. See, my Bible tells me this: the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, or we can say directed by God, and He delights in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. God will hold you together. You might struggle, you might stumble, but my friend, we can call upon the name of the Lord and He will help us. Like Jesus reached down and picked Peter up out of the water and brought him back into the boat, God can do that with us. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this: trust in the Lord, or lean on God with all your weight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall what? Direct your path, or He will cut the path for you. My friend, Israel wasn't ready to take the route that would lead them by the land of the Philistines. They weren't ready for that kind of battle. They were not ready for that kind of war. There were some things that they just hadn't learned yet. There were some things that God had to teach them before they would engage in that kind of warfare. See, my friend, maybe there are some things that you have to learn yet. Maybe you think you're ready, but God knows that you're not ready yet. So what do? We wait on the Lord. We acknowledge that God is. We don't lean on our own understanding, but we trust in Him, and God will direct your steps.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.